Welcome to a reading of Lesson 4, the Old Testament, in virtualbibleacademy.org's Disciple Making 1, Abiding in His Word. It's from the study book, pages 42 through 61. I'm John Morris, the author of this course, and as much as possible, I'll simply be reading the content of this lesson. However, several pages, charts, diagrams, and maps will require a little creativity on my part. So follow along in the study book if you'd like to, or just listen. Either way is fine. So here we go, pages 42 through 61. Page 42, Lesson 4, the Old Testament. Whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Romans 15:4. Old Testament history starts in Genesis with the beginning of man and the beginning of Israel. The beginning of man is described in four historic events: the creation, the fall, the flood, and the confusion of language at the Tower of Babel. The beginning of Israel is seen in four heroic men: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, renamed Israel, and Joseph. Joseph's older brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt, where he rose to second in command. Joseph was reunited with his family when famine drove them to relocate to Egypt. The 12 tribes of Israel, the descendants of Jacob's 12 sons, prospered greatly in Egypt, but were enslaved for 430 years after Joseph's death. God called Moses to deliver the Israelites out of bondage. He led them across the Red Sea and then on to Mount Sinai, where God gave the law. The Israelites were numbered. They traveled north from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea and sent 12 spies into Canaan. The people believed the 10 faithless spies and didn't enter the land. God condemned all those 20 years old and older, except the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb, to wander and die in the wilderness. 40 years later, on the east side of the Jordan, on the plains of Moab, they were numbered again. Moses gave his final messages, a restatement of the law, viewed the land from Mount Nebo, and died. Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan to conquer, divide, and settle the land. In the time of the judges, the Israelites went through 17 cycles of failure. They sinned. God judged them through outside oppressors. They repented. God sent a judge to deliver them from their oppressors. Peace and forgetfulness followed, and then they repeated that cycle of sin. Then the Israelites wanted a king because everyone else had one. They rejected God's rule, theocracy, and chose man's rule, monarchy. The undivided kingdom was ruled by three kings: Saul, then David, then Solomon. Because of Solomon's sins, the kingdom was divided into a northern and a southern kingdom. The northern kingdom, Israel, 10 tribes, was led by 19 bad kings before being taken captive into Assyria and dispersed. The southern kingdom, Judah, the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, were led by a queen and 19 kings, some good and some bad. They were taken into a 70-year captivity in Babylonia through three deportations. The Israelites returned to Jerusalem after Babylonia fell to Persia. Zerubbabel led the first wave back and rebuilt the temple. Ezra led the second wave back and brought spiritual revival. Nehemiah brought the third wave back and rebuilt the walls. 400 years of biblical silence separates Old Testament history and the birth of Jesus. Page 43. The beginning of man, four historic events, Genesis 1 through 11. Creation, Genesis 1 and 2. Chapter 1 gives an overview of the creation of the heavens, the earth, and man. God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." Genesis 1, 26. Chapter 2 details the creation of man on the sixth day. God created a man from the dust from the ground and placed him in the Garden of Eden. Then God created a woman from the man's rib, created her to be his partner. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1:31. fall, Genesis 3 through 5. Chapter 3 begins with the serpent tempting Eve to doubt the truth of God's word and to disobey his command. She ate the forbidden fruit and then offered it to her husband, who also ate of it. This broke their open fellowship with God. The result was that God cursed the serpent, woman, man, and the earth itself, Genesis 3, 14 through 19. Then God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. Chapter 4 details the birth of Cain and Abel, Cain's murder of Abel, and the birth of Seth to continue the godly line. Chapter 5 gives the family tree from Adam to Noah and the birth of his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The flood, Genesis 6 through 9. In the days of Noah, man was very wicked, and God judged the world by a flood. At his instruction, God's instruction, Noah had built an ark to save himself, his wife, their three sons, and their three wives, and a representative sample of animals. Genesis chapter 7 and 8 outline the year-long flood. God promised never again to destroy man by a flood and placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his covenant with Noah. The sin of Ham and Noah's curse of Ham's son Canaan completes chapter 9. Confusion of language, Genesis 10 and 11. The generations that followed Noah all spoke the same language. But at Babel, man decided to build a city, a tower, and a name for themselves to prevent them from being scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. This was in direct disobedience of God's command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, Genesis 9:1. They rebelliously said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." Genesis 11:4. God judged them by confusing their language, scattering them over the face of the whole earth. Shem's family line can be traced from Noah's sons, to Abraham, and beyond. Memory hint. These four events can be remembered by their first letters as CFFC. CFFC, creation, fall, flood, confusion of language. Page 44, the Old Testament family tree. This is one I'll have to be a little creative. I can't read this chart to you. But if you're looking at it, it starts with Adam and Eve, the first man and first woman. You follow the godly line down from Seth through multiple generations to Noah, through Shem through multiple generations to Terah, Abraham's father, to Abraham, Hagar to Ishmael, father of the Arabs, Sarah to Isaac, to Jacob, and through those four women, Leah, Zilpah, Bilhah, and Rachel, you have the 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, 12 sons of Jacob, of Israel. Levi, son 3 under Leah, is the priestly line. Aaron and Moses were of that tribe. Right under Levi, under Leah, there, the fourth one down, Judah, son 4, King David and Jesus are of that particular tribe. Under Rachel, you see Joseph, the one who went to Egypt, then Benjamin, King Saul, and Paul are both descendants of the tribe of Benjamin. Page 45, the beginning of Israel, four heroic men, Genesis 12 through 50. Abraham, Genesis 11, 27 through chapter 25, verse 11. God called 75-year-old Abraham to become the father of many nations. Abraham traveled from Ur of the Chaldeans with his wife Sarah and nephew Lot to Haran, where his father Terah died. They traveled to Canaan. God promised to bless all the earth through Abraham, Genesis 12, 1-3, to give the land of Canaan to him, to give him many descendants, and to give an heir to him with Sarah. Advanced in age and not trusting God, Sarah gave her handmaid Hagar to 86-year-old Abraham. She bore a son, Ishmael, from whom the Arab nations descended. However, as God had promised, Sarah bore their heir Isaac. in 2065 BC, when Abraham was 100 years old. God tested Abraham by asking him to sacrifice Isaac, and God provided a ram as a substitute, a picture of Christ's substitution for us. Isaac, Genesis 21 through 27. Isaac married Rebekah and had twins in 2005 BC, Jacob, from whom the Jews descended, and Esau, from whom the Edomites descended. Esau traded his birthright to Jacob for a meal of lentil stew. Later, Rebekah helped Jacob, her favorite, trick Isaac so that he would give Jacob the firstborn blessing that was due Esau. God kept his promise in spite of their sin. Jacob, Genesis 25 through 36. Jacob married Rachel and Leah, the daughters of Rebekah's brother Laban. Jacob had 12 sons with them and their two handmaidens, Bilhah and Zilpah. God renamed Israel. His new name was Israel. God promised Israel that his covenant with Abraham and Isaac would be fulfilled through Jacob. Jacob's 12 sons are called the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph, Genesis 37 through 50. Joseph had a dream that his family would bow down to him. Because of this, and because he was Jacob's favorite, his 10 older brothers sold him to a passing caravan. They took him to Egypt and sold him as a slave to Potiphar. Joseph became second in command in the household, but was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and was put in prison. There he rose to second in command in the prison. After correctly interpreting the cupbearer's and the baker's dreams, he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams, predicting 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. And Jacob rose to second in command in all of Egypt in 1884 BC. When the famine spread to Canaan, his family came to Egypt for food, and they were reunited with Joseph. Jacob, Israel, and Joseph both died in Egypt. Page 46, there are two maps there. The upper one is the expansion of the dot in the lower map. The dot is where Israel is on the world map. And then you see the larger, somewhat detailed picture of the places mentioned on the previous page, and that will be mentioned on the next page. That's the area of that beginning of Israel. Page 47, captivity in Egypt to the edge of Canaan. The 12 tribes of Israel prospered and multiplied greatly in Egypt, and they were enslaved for 430 years after Joseph's death. Moses and the Exodus. Moses was born to a Levite woman, but was raised as a son of the Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Hebrews 11, 24 through 26. At age 40, Moses killed an Egyptian for beating a Hebrew and then fled to Midian, where he spent the next 40 years tending sheep. God called Moses through a burning bush, Exodus 3, to lead his people out of bondage. God worked through Moses and his brother Aaron by means of 10 plagues to bring freedom to the Israelites in 1445 BC. The Passover was instituted, Exodus 12, to protect the Hebrew people from the last plague. And Moses led the people, 600,000 plus, across the Red Sea to Mount Sinai. At Mount Sinai, God instituted the Old Covenant as he gave the law through Moses, Exodus 19 and Leviticus. The law given at Mount Sinai included the Ten Commandments. Numberings, wandering, and death. In the wilderness of Sinai, the people were numbered, census number one. They traveled north to Kadesh Barnea. They sent 12 spies into Canaan from Kadesh Barnea. The people believed the 10 faithless spies, grumbled, complained, and yearned for Egypt. They refused to enter the land, and God condemned all who were 20 years old and older, except the two good spies, Joshua and Caleb, to wander and die in the wilderness. After 40 years of wandering, the faithless grumblers had died. Then the new generation was brought to the plains of Moab on the east side of the Jordan. They were numbered again. Moses gave his final messages. That's Deuteronomy. He appointed Joshua as his successor. Then Moses went up to Mount Nebo to view the promised land. Moses died, and God buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. God did not allow Moses to enter the land because he disobeyed God. You see the next page, 48, captivity in Egypt to the edge of Canaan on that map. They started there in Goshen, sort of on the west side of the map, the left side, Goshen, dotted line D, down to Mount Sinai where they got the law. Then up, dotted line E, where they were numbered, and Kadesh Barnea didn't go into the land, wandered and died in the wilderness for 40 years. Line F, dotted line F, then up to Mount Nebo, where Moses had given up there, they were counted again, and he gave them Deuteronomy, a repeat of the law, before Joshua took them in to the promised land, beginning in Jericho. Page 49. Success and failure in Canaan. Joshua, Judges, and 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 8. Joshua and success in Canaan. Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan in 1405 BC to conquer, divide, and settle the land. Jacob, Israel, had blessed Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, with a blessing reserved for his own sons. Therefore, both of their tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, were given a share of the land, as were the other tribes of Israel. Dan and Manasseh received their land in two pieces. The Levites received no land. God was their inheritance. Joshua 13:33. However, the Levites were given 48 cities. God had instructed the Israelites to make no covenants with the people of the land, not to serve their gods, but to tear down their idols, and to utterly destroy the inhabitants of the land. The reasons for God's severe judgment against the evil people of Canaan are in Leviticus 18. Joshua and the Israelites did not obey these commands, and they and their descendants suffered the consequences of coexisting in the land with their enemies and their false gods. But in spite of their failures, Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. Joshua 24:31. The judges and failure in Canaan. 17 cycles of the Israelites' failure over 330 years are recorded in Judges, 13 cycles, and 1 Samuel, 4 cycles. The cycle of all these failures is found in Judges 2:11-19. The people did evil and angered God. He gave them over to oppressors. In response to their groaning, he sent a deliverer, a judge, a military deliverer, to free them. Then in the time of peace that followed, they forgot and turned back to their evil ways, and the cycle began again. 7 cycles are detailed, including those of Judges Gideon and Samson. 13 of the judges are found in the book of Judges, 4 in 1 Samuel. And David's great-grandmother Ruth was an example of a godly woman during the time of the judges. After the judges, after the 17 cycles of failure during the time of the judges, the Israelites wanted a king, monarchy, like everyone else, and they rejected God's rule, theocracy. At their demand, Samuel, one of the last judges, appointed the first king, Saul. Page 50, the lands of the 12 tribes and the failure cycle of the judges. That top bigger map is just where the different tribes settled. You see Dan is in a couple places. Manasseh is as well in two places. You don't see the Levites there. You see Manasseh and Ephraim there, the two of Joseph's sons. You don't see Joseph's name. because his sons got that blessing. Joseph got the double blessing, so each of his sons got land. The little circle diagram at the bottom right of page 50, that's the 17 cycles of failure. They sinned, God judged them, they repented, God sent a military deliverer, a judge, peace and forgetfulness, and sin, around 17 cycles of failure. Page 51, One Kingdom and Three Kings. 1 Samuel 9 through 31, 2 Samuel, and 1 Kings chapters 1 through 11. Saul, David, and Solomon. Saul, the people wanted a king, and they rejected God by insisting on having a king. Saul of the tribe of Benjamin was chosen to be king. Saul, the first king of Israel, began to reign at age 40. He reigned 32 years. King Saul was inconsistent, rash, sinful, and gave God partial obedience. Therefore, God rejected him as king. And Saul tried to contact the spirit of the deceased Samuel, and he died because he did that. David. Samuel chose David to succeed Saul, passing over Saul's son, Jonathan. David was a skillful musician, a mighty man of valor, a warrior, one prudent in speech, and a handsome man. After years of conflict with Saul, he became king in 1011 BC and prospered. He greatly expanded the kingdom during his 40-year reign. But David had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and finding out that she was pregnant, arranged the death of her husband Uriah in battle. They married, but their first child died. Solomon, their second son, was successor to the throne. The testimony that David was a man after God's own heart, 1 Samuel 13 and Acts 13, describes his character before he became king. That testimony was not given to describe David after his sin with Bathsheba. Actually, King David suffered greatly after that adulterous affair. Solomon became the third king of Israel in 971 BC and was wise with wisdom given from God. He spoke 3,000 parables and his songs numbered 1,005. He was greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. And in answer to David's prayer and by David's instructions, Solomon built the temple. However, God had instructed the kings not to multiply horses, wives, silver, and gold. Solomon did all these things. God instructed the Israelites not to intermarry with foreigners or worship their gods. Solomon did these things. God was angry with Solomon because of those sins, and God condemned the one kingdom to be divided after Solomon's death, after, because of God's promise to David. Solomon ruled Israel for 40 years. Page 52 gives a picture of the undivided kingdom of Israel, the kingdom with Saul, David, and Solomon as kings. And you see how the inner dotted sort of grayish middle section is Saul's kingdom. Then the larger white one inside the next set of dotted lines, David and Solomon's kingdom. And then up in the upper right, northeast, the possible expansion of Solomon's kingdom. Then page 53, the divided kingdom, the exiles, and three returns. 1 Kings 12 through 22, 2 Kings, and the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. The two kingdoms, a disbursement, and the 70-year exile. Solomon's rule ended, and the one undivided kingdom of Israel was divided into two kingdoms in 931 BC, a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. The two kingdoms were led by separate rulers. The northern kingdom Israel consisted of 10 tribes, including the tribes of Joseph's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, counted as separate tribes. Israel was ruled by 19 bad kings. Eventually, Israel was taken into Assyria, 722 BC, and dispersed. The prophets Elijah and Elisha ministered during this time. The southern kingdom, Judah, consisted of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Judah was led by good and bad rulers. There were 19 kings and a queen. Judah was conquered, and the Jews of Judah were taken into Babylonia through 3 deportations. Daniel was among those departed in the first deportation, 606 BC. Ezekiel was among those taken in the second deportation, and the rest of the Jews were deported 586 BC when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. Babylonia fell to Persia in 539 BC. After Judah had been in exile 70 years, from 606 to 536 BC, they were able to begin returning to Jerusalem. The time from their first deportation to their first return is where the name comes to represent as the 70-year exile. The book of Esther records the story of a godly woman among the exiles in Persia. Descendants of the tribes of Judah, such as Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, of Benjamin, the Apostle Paul, and Levi, Barnabas, are so identified in the New Testament. 3 returns of the southern kingdom. Judah was taken into exile in 3 deportations, and after that 70-year exile, they returned in 3 waves. Zerubbabel led the first wave back, over 40,000, back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Ezra led the second wave back. He brought spiritual revival to the people. And Nehemiah brought the third wave back. He rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. Then 400 years of silence. 400 years of biblical silence separate the conclusion of Old Testament history and the birth of Christ. No books in the standard canon of Scripture were written in those 400 years. During that time, Alexander the Great and the Greeks ruled that part of the world. Then the Roman Empire was in power before and during the birth and life of Christ. Page 54 is a background reference, a really good reference tool for you. It gives a list of the books. The 39 books divided and organized as 593-5-593. If you look down the left side, 593-5-593. 5 history books, 9 more history books, and then 3 history books. 5 history books written by Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Then 9 history books in Canaan before the exile, from Joshua taking them in through 2 Chronicles, then 3 history books during and after that 70-year exile, 5, 9, and 3 history books, then 5 books of poetry, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon, then 5, 9, and 3 books of the prophets, 5 major, 9 minor, and 3 minor. 5 major prophets during, before and during the 70-year exile, and then 9 minor before the exile, and 3 minor prophets after the exile. Page 55 is just another simpler way to look at that without all the detail. 39 Old Testament books, 17 history books, 5 poetry books, 17 prophecy. The 17 history books, 5, 9, and 3, 5 history books from creation to Canaan, 9 in Canaan before the exile, and 3 in Canaan after. 5 poetry books, and then 17 prophecy books, 5 major before and during the exile, 9 minor before the exile, 3 minor after. These are great reference pages for you to use in your study. Page 56. I cannot read this to you. There's no chance. You're either going to love this chart or you're going to not hate it, but ignore it. I love it. It really gives great detail about the Old Testament. It gives detail about the book, sort of an overview, a little bit more detail for how long it happened, where it happened, and then the books of poetry and prophets are hung off of that. You might want to either cut that out of your notebook or copy it and reduce it a little bit and keep it in your Bible. Page 57, the Old Testament flowchart. The box at the top, the beginning of man, creation, fall, flood, and confusion of language, CFFC, creation, fall, flood, and confusion. Then it's the beginning of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, renamed Israel, and Joseph. Then that shaded area, a major dividing part in the Old Testament, 430 years of slavery. Moses leads them out, the Exodus, and gives them the law. Census 1, numbering 1, and the 12 spies. Wandering and death in the wilderness. Then the second census, numbered a second time, the death of Moses. Joshua takes them in for a time of success in Canaan. Judges, 17 cycles of failure. The one kingdom with Saul, David, and Solomon. The kingdom divides. The northern kingdom, Israel, is dispersed in Assyria. Southern kingdom, Judah, is taken out in three waves for a 70-year exile, brought back in three waves, Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, to rebuild the temple, the people, and the walls, then 400 years until the birth of Christ. We can skip pages 58 and 59 in this reading. I will skip those. You can skip those at that point as well, so we're skipping them and jumping right to page 60. This is one of those pages of review questions and exercises to help you put this into your long-term memory. I'll give you the answers down through this and the next page. True or false, these first 15. The Tower of Babel was before the flood, but after the fall. That's false. Remember CFFC? Jacob was renamed Israel. True. Joseph's great-grandfather was Isaac. True. Joseph became ruler in Edom. False. Egypt. God gave the law through Moses at Mount Sinai. True. Leviticus records the Exodus from Egypt, number 6. That's false. The Exodus is the Exodus. Joshua records cycles of failure during the time of the judges. False. Judges does in 1 Samuel. Number 8, only one census was taken as recorded in number. False. There's two. Number 9, Samuel, David, and Solomon were kings of the undivided kingdom. Did you pick that up? Samuel, David, and Solomon? No, it wasn't. It was Saul, David, and Solomon. God divided the kingdom because of Solomon's sins. True. Northern kingdom of Israel had 19 kings and a queen. False. The queen was in the south. The southern kingdom, number 12, was dispersed in Persia. False. They were taken out into Babylonia. The southern kingdom was made up of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. True. Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Jeremiah led the people back after the 70-year exile. Sort of a trick one there. It's Zerubbabel, Ezra, not Jeremiah, but Nehemiah. So that one is false. Then multiple choice. On the next page, 61. Which woman lived during the time of the judges? Ruth. Who led the Israelites out of Egypt? Moses. Who conquered, divided, and settled Canaan? Joshua. Who was the second king of the undivided kingdom? David. Who was David's son? Solomon. Besides Adam, who was one of Noah's ancestors? Seth. Who rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem? Nehemiah. Who was David's great-grandmother? A little tricky there. The repeated answer is Ruth. Who was Abraham's son? Isaac. Who was the 11th son of Israel, of Jacob? Who was that? It was Joseph. And then chronological order. There's three people there for each of the numbers, 26 through 33. And you're just to underline or circle which one was first. Number 26 was Noah. 27, Seth. 28, Samson. 29, Sarah. 30, Ishmael. 31, Ezekiel. 32, Ruth. 33. Well, which was first? Was it Israel, Joseph's father, or Jacob? You might be puzzled a little. Which one was first? Israel, Joseph's father, or Jacob? Well, to help you with that answer, number 34, explain your answer to tricky question number 33. These three are all the same person. Jacob was Joseph's father, and Jacob was renamed Israel. Now, this concludes the reading of Lesson 4, the Old Testament. Listen to it again and again, and go on to the study version, the teaching version, to really learn this. The end of Lesson 4, the Old Testament.